Jimmy Lee moved from Hong Kong to Chicago in 1976 to study the field of engineering known as fluid mechanics. Her plan was to take what she learned back home. Instead, Amy Lee chose to stay in Chicago, where she began studying an ancient art known as suminagashi. Amy Lee has since given up engineering to teach and practice her art full-time. Currently, a show of her work is at the Illinois Institute of Technology. From Chicago, Edward Lifson reports.
On a shelf in Amy Lee Sagami's Chicago studios is a simple Japanese flower arrangement of two tiger lilies and an American flag. Amy Lee received her U.S. citizenship just 2 months ago. At the same time, she added the last name Sagami. Next to the flower arrangement are magazines: Art International, Gallery News, NASA Tech Briefs, and American Scientist. One of her final engineering projects before turning to art was a commission from NASA. She was asked to study why jet engines are louder on the ground than in the air. Amy Lee shot 500 photographs of the patterns produced by colored smoke sucked through a jet engine. The scientist in her saw the mechanics of airflow, but the simple beauty of the swirls amazed her, and the theories and equations no longer seemed enough.
I mean, if you don't see it, what does it mean unless you know, unless you experience a tornado? Or when you watch your soft contact lens go down the drain, you go, oh my, there's vortex there.
Vortices and eddies and any other pattern that fluids form in nature, Sagami now tries to capture with flowing ink art, suminagashi. The artist drops colored inks onto the surface of a tank of water. To keep the ink from sinking, Sagami adds a bit of seaweed, which thickens the water and creates surface tension.
I use the brush, dip in the ink, and then use the brush tip to touch the liquid surface. And as I do that, I'm laying the color on the surface of the liquid. If you go in the corner and look with certain reflection, you can see that there's already color that's floating on the surface here.
The untrained eye barely sees the color on the surface. Amy Lee drops just enough ink to form a design. Sometimes she'll manipulate the surface to increase the patterns, but in traditional suminagashi, the effect is produced only by the impact of ink on water.
You must just let it happen.
Don Gayo, a teacher of suminagashi in Olympia, Washington.
You can guide it some. Obviously, you are holding the brushes. The more you try to do suminagashi, the less result of appealing nature will come from the process. It is, on the surface of things, an extraordinarily simple art, and the more you become involved with it, the more you understand and appreciate a little more of the Oriental mind. And there's an element of mysticism in it as well, simply because you never know what's going to happen. And if you want to know what's going to happen, then it never will.
Gayo says the real art of suminagashi is knowing when to put the paper down. Poised over her tank, Amy Lee Sagami studies the surface with a pool shark's concentration.
I'm looking on the shape, see if they still give me the shape. I see there's motion here from the air, movement of the air.
Her nearly transparent rice paper is roughly 30 by 40 inches, but the tank is even larger. Like a photographer framing a shot, she must choose which part of the pattern to capture.
Okay, you better take the microphone out of my way.
Once the paper is down, nothing more can be changed. She says she's satisfied with about one print in five.
Yeah. I like this a lot. With the lines here, like clean lines, just like the shorelines. Is that what they call shorelines?
This piece does look like the sand on the beach, where successive waves have made interlocking lines of pale reds, yellows, and blue. Other Sagami works have flame-like bursts of color. Veins of gold and black run across the page. With names like gravitational force and potential energy, these works are meant for the space age.
Let me show you some examples of traditional suminagashi that I have here in the drawer.
Milena Hughes founded the Marbling Resource Center in Evanston, Illinois. She says Sagami is one of the only artists in this country who exhibits suminagashi, but anyone can enjoy doing it.
I often do it at the end of the day if I've really been working with traditional marbling or in a stressful project where things aren't going right. Rather just be angry, I will just open up the tank that's been sitting with water, and just begin to do some inagashi and just begin to relax and just watch the beautiful rings create beautiful patterns where I'm not manipulating them at all.
But Amy Lee Sagami does manipulate patterns. The first piece in her show at the Illinois Institute of Technology is traditional suminagashi. The last pieces are the more representational Western style marbling, where specific patterns are created. There's an image of a bird and another of a flower. But most of her pieces combine East and West. Sagami says her palette must deviate from the traditional colors black, green, and red. Milena Hughes and Don Gayo insist this be called contemporary suminagashi, which doesn't bother Amy Lee Sagami. She says this Chinese woman would never have moved to America if she'd wanted to remain traditional.
Chinese woman? I don't think of myself Chinese woman. I am, I suppose. Yes, I am. But I'm not anymore, because there's so much of the Western education and adapting to the Western lifestyle. Well, I think that's what my art is about. It's mixing those two together. And I say mixing, you know, you look at the piece, the color don't mix together. They stay where they are. The black is still black. The yellow is still yellow. And the red is still red. But they have a way of integrating with each other. I think that's the point of, you know, like the Eastern part of me is still there. And the Western adaptation of me is there too. It's just they're taking different shapes.
Next week, Sagami's exhibition moves to the Dragon Shadow Gallery, also in Chicago. And later this year, she plans to return to the Orient. She'll visit family in Hong Kong, and if she can arrange the required introductions, she'll also visit Sansei Yamada, one of only two living masters of traditional suminagashi. For National Public Radio, I'm Edward Lipson in Chicago. Thank you.